What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. And actually looks like I still got the green screen settings on. Well, let's change those out real quick. We do the green screen basically when we's doing the Live from Vietnam Podcast. And definitely check that out. Check out the Live from Vietnam Podcast every Friday. It is pre-recorded and we will upload around after 8, so 8:30-ish, 9 o'clock is when the checkout for the Live from Vietnam Podcast, which is available on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, and the clips in the shorts go to like TikTok as well. Today, we're going to do a follow-up to the Cheesecake Factory woman trying to justify her mindset. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. And here we go. Bam.
Me and my team will never be link up. They wanna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
I really mean it. You get Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. You see the link. It also says get your Dizzle brand merch there as well. So go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the online order link at the homepage. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Also, if you're in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, go to our locations. There's actual store locations under that link where you could go get your bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur in store. And there's also more online order links at the top of there as well. Get the Dizzle brand merch. It's also available on Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. I repeat, go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. All right, let's get into it. Cheesecake chick, cheesecake woman, cheesecake girl. I don't even know what the hell we want to call her. But she about to try to justify this Cheesecake Factory mindset. Yo, these chicks going to keep this shit up. I mean, you're going to be lucky if you get a bologna sandwich on the first date.
Alicia, it's been a while. But there have been quite a bit of things on my mind.
I bet they have.
I believe that many of you have seen the, well, now viral video about me choosing to reject the Cheesecake Factory.
Let me pause real quick. I wouldn't use the word choosing. I would use the word shaming. Shaming a man into not taking you to the Cheesecake Factory. Let's be honest about this. Oh, come on, keep it going.
Because I wanted more from my date.
Once again, let's be honest. You didn't want more from your date. You wanted more for yourself. You wanted more for yourself. We gotta be totally honest about this.
Let me say this. It's interesting to me that just how a moment in time, right?
Time
can shape how so many view you.
Well, that's what happens when you pull out your phone in order to try to expose a guy. And it's funny because we view him a certain way also, just because you pulled out your phone.
Thank you, Anton Daniels. We view him as a fucking simp now. We view him as the simp of all simps. Because he shouldn't even let it go as far as it did. He should have kicked your ass out the car and told you to catch a Lyft or an Uber. No. Bologna sandwiches on the first date.
To try to emphasize a point. that you thought was going to go one way, but it went that other way. Like, come on, y'all. Look, let's just be real. We don't want to clout chase. We don't want to continue to gaslight people. Let's just be 100. Like, you feel in a certain type of way because the people probably held you accountable for your actions when you were trying to hold him accountable for his actions. And this is probably the biggest and the truest definition of karma that you can get, whether you believe it or not. But now you know, you're emotional about it. And so people are putting your feet to the fire. And so you decided to make a video, I'm guessing, in order to stick up for yourself. She talks slow.
And so.
Yeah, right.
And so.
I want to talk about, I'm trying to remember. Bear with me, guys. I wrote down some notes so I can remember everything I want to say.
Okay, you got to look down at the notes, though.
I watched the comments, the shares that you guys, the opinions that you guys had. And I have reflected on all of them, processed all of them that I was able to read.
What does that even mean? The ones that you were able to read. So it just sounds like you just pick and chose which ones you wanted to read. Because I guarantee there was a shit ton of comments.
Many of you have been vocal about how entitled I was.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I would lose so much. But I know she's trying to choose her words carefully. I know that, you know, this is probably not the ideal space. And look, this is the normal her. You've seen the dressed up her. Now you got the normal her. And so you can make a conclusion or draw a conclusion as to whether or not this is the person that you really wanted to take to somewhere other than a Cheesecake Factory, which I don't think any of these women deserve, especially on a first date, more than maybe Wendy's coffee shop. I don't know. But yeah, I would lose patience very, very quickly.
How I misused this man.
You did, and abused him.
And I want you to understand that my mission has always...
And shamed him and embarrassed him on video and locked him out of his own fucking car. That shit right there alone, that's get you kicked the fuck out. You locking somebody out of your own car, that's kick your ass out and walk the fuck home time. That's what it is. When you, like, if somebody, like... If somebody like locked me out of my apartment and wouldn't let me in, you best believe as soon as I get in there, you're going to get drug out by your fucking hair.
It's been
to get
to empower women.
Your mission has always been to empower women or to use a man as food, late. When he showed up to your place and he left him in a parking lot for over an hour. See, this is not women empowerment. This is called abuse. It's called abuse of men from all races. And you thought that just because you divested and you accepted a date from whoever it is that this guy was, that he was going to be a sucker. And you finally ran into a person that kind of sort of stood up for themselves, even though he seemed a little bit docile. He didn't have to get irate as a result of it. He just stood on a square. I think that he was wrong to even take you there in the first place, which means that he needs some coaching. But that's not standing up for women. That's standing up for using people, taking advantage of it, and then trying to get some visibility and some clout off the internet on top of it. That's what it really is. It's abuse.
Women to feel
abuse of power because a dude decided to take you out.
Respected, cared for. Not be misused, or abused, right?
Okay, let me stop. That no way, no how did homie misuse or abuse her ass. And let's not forget, her ass had him out there waiting outside for an hour before she came to the car. Like, no way, no how am I sitting out your apartment, anybody's apartment. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm not waiting outside for an hour for you to come out. Peace. Go eat by my motherfucking self. I don't give a fuck what the situation is, who it is. Nobody's going to have me waiting, sitting somewhere for a fucking hour. My time is fucking money. And you see this shirt? Money never what sleeps. Fortunately, either do I.
I've seen and heard many a horror story, men and women, not just women, men and women. And I wanted to make sure.
Let me play the music.
That
I'm about to put this mug in 2x speed in a minute because this is.
This was a topic that we brought attention to. Many of you interpreted within, you know, interpretations that I saw. I want you to understand that this was never about exposing or embarrassing anyone.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it
come
was.
On.
The purpose was to spark discussion.
No, it wasn't.
To foster learning and growth.
What are we in kindergarten?
What? So what? Hold the fuck up. I'm not going on a first date to fucking learn nothing. I'm not, the only thing I'm going to learn about is you. Anything past that, like, I don't need to be, but fuck, what the fuck? Damn, you talking about, like, shaming somebody. You got to educate everybody on your first date? Get the fuck out of here. This is a fucking sense of entitlement. This is one entitled bitch.
You want to foster learning and growth? You want to use this as a social experiment in order to emphasize something? If y'all think that these women got y'all best interests at heart, especially the older ones that's already there, you got another thing coming, buddy.
Right. But I've seen some interesting interpretations. And it has caused me some more questions. There have been some hurtful comments.
Of course. That's what happens when you put your life out on the internet and it don't go the way that you want it, go that other way. It does.
Hurtful comments.
Welcome.
People going.
You know the kind of comments I get on the internet, man? Especially on BitChute. When I upload videos to BitChute, the kind of comments and shit talking I get, man, you can't, like, subscribe to all that shit. You know? And if any one of them, like, you know, pokes the bear and pushes a button, don't let it push buttons, but so long. Just one maybe reply and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got to go back and forth with you in comments on the internet, man, I got to block your ass. And that's the thing. I think people on the internet should just let all the engagement just go. Don't even react to don't even reply or react to the hateful comments. Just read them and keep it moving, man, because all engagement is good engagement. She wouldn't be going viral. This chick would not be going viral if it wasn't for the hate comments. If everybody just loved what she did, it would not be going fucking viral. I guarantee that shit.
I need to come for my job. It's interesting to me how angry someone can get about something, things that don't directly affect them.
Because it
No, it's not. No, it's not, because I could post truth on Facebook all day long and somebody's going to get sensitive. Somebody's going to get sensitive. And how are you going to get sensitive to the fucking truth? The truth is the truth, man. Get over it. Unless you got the power to change it, get over it, man. I never cry over the truth. I never get sensitive over the truth. And if I do, if I feel like I don't like the truth and I want the truth to change, then I'm going to look for the solution. I'm not an excuse guy. I don't believe in excuses one stretch of the fucking matter, man. You throw an excuse in my face, you better be telling me the solution right afterwards. If not, Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. In my Italian voice. Get the fuck out of here. You bringing excuses with no solution afterwards.
Resonate with him. Now, I will give her a little bit of grace on this one, is that I don't believe in doxing. Y'all need to cut that out. Y'all need to stop trying to affect how people be able to feed themselves. Now that is,
I agree with Anton on that. We agree. Like that's the thing. I agree with Anton on a lot of stuff. I agree. Like, yo, like, nah, man, don't be fucking nobody's livelihood. Don't be trying to get nobody fired because you didn't like that she embarrassed and shamed a simp because she thought she's too good for cheesecake. When, you know, women like that, they're not even good enough for Burger King. I wouldn't even waste money on Burger King. And shouts out to my man, David Allen. He said, when he posted on Facebook, he said Fazoli's. I almost think he posted that because I used to work there. But Fazoli's is an upgrade from Burger King. Like, that's throwing a dog a bone, you know, on a first date. When she says she's too good for the Cheesecake Factory, and I'm like, Burger King it is then. And somebody suggests Fazoli's. That's throwing them a bone, because them Fazoli's breadsticks, man, they're the fucking bomb. And I could go for, I can always go for a baked ziti with some meatballs on it. Side of meatballs and some breadsticks, man. Them shits is a bomb. And not everything in Fazoli's is, but, you know, it's definitely got Burger King beat, because Burger King's only got one menu item that I'll eat.
Is for real abuse. And I think that they should start to adopt laws that's more reflective of the current version of society to start punishing people when they catch them, the same way that we need to start adopting laws for women that accuse men of things that they didn't do. They need to receive a similar punishment that the men would have received had they been convicted or something like that. But, you know,
I agree.
We know that that's not going to ever happen, because feminists then advocate against even updating family court laws that are archaic, but that's a whole nother conversation. I think that doxing stuff is corny, man. That is probably one of the corniest things that I've ever seen on the internet. Trying to affect somebody's bag in a way in which they're able to feed themselves just as a regular human being. I don't agree with that, no matter what side of the aisle that you stand on, whether you're talking about gender, politics, or whatever. But let's continue to see what she got to say.
Yeah, before he gets into it, same thing with like this morning. I had a client, you know, he pays me for his video to be uploaded to another YouTube channel, a hip hop YouTube channel. So not his own channel. So anybody that knows YouTube, if you take the video off of a channel, or somebody sends you the video that's already on their channel to upload it to another channel, the views don't go to the channel, their channel. It goes to the channel that's uploading the video. The you know, the new channel that's uploading the video, and the guy's sitting there and lies in a review, says he didn't get no views because he thinks the views are supposed to go to his channel. No, only the video that's uploaded to his channel, get those views go to his channel. But when you upload the same video to another channel, and this is a hip hop influencer that had like a million subscribers. And so he uploads the video, and I guess old boy's under the impression that the views are supposed to be going to his channel, but not knowing that they go to the channel that's uploading the video. So he wants to lie and defame me and the review. And I'm going to tell people you're a scam. Hey, tell people you're a scam, because if they got the mindset of you, I don't want their business. If they don't know what they're ordering and you can't ask questions about what you're ordering, you just order something, you don't even know what you're ordering, you think it's something else, and then finally you're like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was. The results didn't go to my channel, they're going to somebody else's channel because you pay me to upload your music video to somebody else's channel. It's like the same thing as doxing. It's so whack, man. It's like, yo, it's whack. It's corny.
To the point where you want to be harmful, right? All while screaming respect.
All right, I'm almost up to here. I can only take so much more.
But because I am one who loves to discuss things, right?
Shame man.
All right, I'm there. I'm sorry. My patience is thin. I talk faster than I probably should sometimes.
Me too.
I know that people are thinking things through, which I probably should have just rehearsed it a little bit better. But I'm already there. Listen, ultimately what it comes down to is this. You're being held accountable, and this is what happens when you pick up a camera and more people need to be situationally aware. You did abuse this guy as far as trying to use him and then use his resources.
And embarrass him.
Take advantage of his time, put him on the internet, and then it didn't go the way that you thought that it was going to go. And so now we here. Take accountability for your actions, make the adjustment, and then move forward and start giving men the respect that they deserve instead of keep talking about this fake agenda as far as trying to empower women. It's all cap to me. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm curious as to what you guys have to say about it. And you're still not good enough to go to the Cheesecake Factory, baby girl, because we still love cheesecake. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments. Make sure you tap into the Patreon link.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of cheesecake, I freaking love cheesecake. When I lived in Myrtle Beach, I was 18 years old. Working at McDonald's, first job. The guy I worked for owned 7 McDonald's, so he treated me like his son. I had a condo on the beach, $400 a month rent, right on the golf course. And I'm not going to lie, man, I probably lived off cheesecake for a fucking year. I fucking love some cheesecake. I was eating cheesecake. Man, you go to my refrigerator, there was nothing but a fucking cheesecake in there all the time. And sometimes I come home and just eat a damn slice of cheesecake or two. I literally lived off cheesecake. So when Diddy was like, I'm making the band like, yo, go get me a cheesecake. I would have ran to go get that shit and got me an extra slice for myself, man. But yeah, man, we got to stop with just thinking, like trying to see how far you could go to use a man on the first date. And, you know, now y'all done fucked it up because y'all ain't even worth the Cheesecake Factory no more. Y'all is worth something a lot lower, you know. And she actually looks cuter right now, but. The way she talks, I mean, and, you know, I want to say all the right things. So I actually look, you know, not so hateful this time. How about, you know, you don't put your whole life out there on video, your whole entitlement mindset out there on video. How about you don't lock a man out of his own fucking car on the video? How about you don't sit there and lie on video and say, oh, well, why not? Did I not cooperate when you didn't want to get out his fucking car? When he tried to open the door for you to get out of his car to take you on a first date and you didn't want to get out. That's called not fucking cooperating. The algorithms is going to trigger like crazy today on me. I'm using too much, the F-bomb too much. I got to stop using the F-bomb. The F-bomb definitely triggers those algorithms. It's crazy how you can use other words. And other stuff. Like you could smoke a bomb and trigger the algorithms worse than you could trigger a blunt. Smoking a blunt. It's crazy. YouTube algorithms are so funny, man. And so unpredictable. But I'm sorry, Cheesecake Woman. Yeah, you know, nobody's still on your side anymore except some entitled, ungrateful, unappreciated women or bitches. Whatever we want to call them. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode. And we need to talk about this on the Live from Vietnam podcast as well. Like, I definitely think this cheesecake thing is going to be a new, like, traditional trend thing going forward now. You're going to see a lot of women getting lesser and lesser restaurants that are going to get taken to because. One chick, you know when they say one rotten apple spoils it for the bunch? Cheesecake Factory woman spoiled it for the bunch. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, LinkedIn. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Don't forget to check out Live from Vietnam Podcast. Every Friday, just Google Live from Vietnam. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram. Also be on the lookout for the Circle Kings podcast coming soon. We just interviewed the bare knuckle fighting female champ, Britton Hart. And that'll be released real soon. And more interviews to come as well. And shout out to Dizzle. Anybody else, I forget. Shouts out. You know what? This is actually a New Little Apparel t-shirt. So go check it out. New Little Apparel. You can get New Little Apparel at promopalace.biz. Just click on merchandise. promopals.biz. Most of the t-shirts are dog-based t-shirts and cat-based t-shirts because cats and dogs have litters. But I actually have a few shirts like the Money Never Sleeps, the Work Smarter, Not Harder, and a few other ones as well. So check it out. New Litter Apparel at promopals.biz under merchandise. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'm out. So.